We've finally hit the pinnacle of building the Mishkan. But what's interesting is that it seems like Moshe and the Jewish people had trouble actually building the final product. The Pasuk says, Hukam HaMishkan, that the Mishkan was put up in a passive sense. And what Rashi picks up on is that the Jewish people weren't able to actually build the Mishkan because it was too heavy. It wasn't possible to lift all the different Caleb and the Mishkan, all the different, the walls and the planks. It was too hard. So the Pasuk says that they brought the Mishkan, literally they brought it to Moshe, and Moshe didn't know what to do. And Hashem says, look, you try your best. As long as you try your best, then I'm going to help you finish off the product. The question is, was it really so hard to lift the Mishkan? Why don't you get 10 more people, 20 more people to lift the planks of the Mishkan? I'm sure building a pyramid took a lot more people, a lot more strength. Here they're building the Mishkan, they couldn't get some more people to help. So I saw a Yesod from Avraham Lopiansky. And what he suggests is that standing up, lakum in Hebrew, doesn't just mean to physically stand up, but it means also to stand up with spirit. And what happened here is that anything physical will usually lie on its side, or the physical weight will bring it down to the floor. So for example, somebody who's dead, who has no spirit, lies down on the floor. Anytime you have a heavy piece of furniture, if you don't stand it upright, it's going to go on the floor. So all these planks were physical. They didn't have any spirituality to them. Therefore, they were lying on the ground. They were too heavy for a person to lift. So it doesn't mean they were too heavy. What it means is they didn't have the spirit in them. And therefore, the Jewish people had to bring it to Moshe, who was their leader, who was the ultimate spiritual individual. And he would be the one who would be able to infuse these physical items with spirituality. And what's crazy is that even Moshe wasn't able to do it without the help of Hashem. But the Yesodi suggests is that anytime we want to build up people, there's raw material there, whether it's a child or a student or ourselves, there's raw material. But unless we infuse that material with spirituality, it's going to be dead. It's going to lie on the floor. So as we try to continue to build ourselves, and now we're going to move into Sefer Vayikra, talking about the Korbanos. As we move through the Torah, try to think about that when we have raw material, physicality, it's just going to lie there unless we infuse it with a sense of spirituality. So we have to make sure, whether it's ourselves or other people, that we always try to infuse ourselves or each other with spirituality.